Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
In the last episode, I read Hebrews 8:11, which says, know the Lord. In Matthew 11:28, the Lord says, learn of me. Know the Lord, learn of me, the Lord. Isaiah 54:13 says, all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. In John 8:18, the Lord says, quote, I am one that beareth witness of myself, end quote. Now the question is this, how can you learn about the Lord and obey the passage that says, or the passages that say, know the Lord and learn of me? Can you learn about the Lord? Well, the Lord gives an answer. He says in Isaiah 39:5, hear the word of the Lord. Again, in Isaiah 66:3, the Lord says, hear the word of the Lord. That is the answer to the question, how can you learn about the Lord? You can know the Lord, you can learn of the Lord by hearing the words of the Lord from his own mouth. I will help you learn of the Lord. I will present some statements coming directly from the Lord's voice. Listen carefully. Some statements are new to you. Some I have given before. Jeremiah 9:29 says, to you people, let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Our objective here is to know the Lord. Let's begin. 1 Samuel 15:3 says, let the Hebrews hear. It is the Hebrews who are commanded, know the Lord, learn of me. So let the Hebrews hear. We said last time that the Hebrews are Israelites, or that the Israelites are Hebrews, rather. Deuteronomy 20:3 says, hear, O Israel. Now, Israel can speak of the people, the Israelites. Hear, O Israelites. Hear, O Israel. Exodus 3:18. Listen, the Lord God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Okay? I'll say more on that later. Exodus 3:7, the Lord says, we're learning about the Lord. He says, I have surely seen the affliction of my people. The Lord has seen the affliction of his people. His people are gone into captivity. The Israelites have gone into captivity. The Gentiles have scattered them abroad. The Gentiles, alias white people, have taken the Lord's people and scattered them abroad, having cast them in captivity. They scattered them abroad, and of course, they made them do slave labor. They made the children of Israel do slave labor. Exodus 29:45-46, the Lord says, I will dwell among the children of Israel. I am the Lord their God. The Lord is God of the children of Israel, the Israelites. Those are Gentiles scattered abroad. Genesis 40:15, the Lord says, indeed, I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. Get that. The Lord says he was stolen away himself. He himself was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. The Israelites were stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. Who stole them away? The Gentiles. The Gentiles are men stealers, people stealers, robbers. Exodus 2:22. The Lord says, I have been a stranger in a strange land. We are learning of the Lord. We are learning about the Lord. We are getting to know the Lord. The Lord has been a stranger in a strange land. The Lord was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. The Lord desires to dwell among his own people, the children of Israel. He is their God. The Lord has seen the affliction of his people. He has seen that they are yet in captivity, held by the Gentiles, alias white people. Luke 7:16. Be gone later also, says, God has visited his people. The name, the Lord, their God. Okay? Revelation 21:3 says, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. Get this part here in the statement. God is with men. The Lord is called God. He is called the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrews. The prediction says in that verse, Revelation 21:3, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The God of his people's salvation. He is a God of truth, the AVB declares. He is a God having knowledge, the AVB also declares. Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5. The Lord says, quote, blank, end quote. We don't have to argue about the race of the Lord. He says of himself, I am blank. We all can understand that statement, those words, those three words, I am blank. Acts 10:26, the Lord says of himself, I myself also am a man. The Lord declares that he is a man. He does not say he is a spirit. This comes from the voice of the Lord himself. This comes from the mouth, the very mouth of the Lord himself. I am blank. I myself also am a man. Learning of the Lord, being taught about the Lord, getting to know the Lord, getting to know him. Things concerning him. In 2 Corinthians 11:22, the Lord speaks of the strangers scattered abroad. He says, now the strangers scattered abroad are the Israelites. They are strangers because they are in lands. They've been scattered. They are in lands that do not belong to them. They are in lands that are not theirs. Just as black people in the United States of America, they are in a land that is not theirs. Same for black people in the UK. They are in a land that is not theirs. They are strangers. They may call themselves citizens this and that. They may call themselves African this and that. But they are strangers. And that's just the plain truth coming from the Bible. They are strangers in lands that are not theirs. Obvious truth. So the Lord speaks of the strangers scattered abroad. He says, listen carefully. Are they Hebrews? The Lord says, so am I. The obvious answer, are they Hebrews, speaking of the Israelites, the people scattered abroad, the strangers scattered abroad, they are Hebrews. The Lord says, so am I. So he says, quote, I am a Hebrew, end quote. He says, are they Israelites? Obvious answer, yes. He says, so am I. The Lord states clearly his relationship with the Hebrews and Israelites. He himself is a Hebrew. He himself is an Israelite. He himself has been scattered abroad, taken by the Gentiles, and along with his other people, they were scattered abroad. They are scattered abroad. He says he is a man. He says he is black. He says he has been a stranger in a strange land. He says he was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. These are facts about the Lord. His desire is to dwell among his people, the children of Israel. He says, I am the Lord their God. His desire to dwell with his people. with and among his people. So, let's move on. Those statements tell you that the Lord is an Israelite, he's a Hebrew, he is a stranger in a land not his, he is a man, he is a black man, he was stolen away from his own land, he has seen the affliction of his people, they are in captivity, he dwells among his people. Question. Did you notice that the eight descriptive statements are true of the man Tommy L. Hart? Did you notice that? We are learning about the Lord. Okay. Which is his desire that we know him. The description of the Lord is the same as that of Tommy L. Hart. The man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill of the Bible's Lord. Conclusion. Found in the Exodus 3:18 statement. It's two of them in this conclusion. Exodus 3:18 and Luke 7:16. The Lord God of the Hebrews hath met with us. From the description given, which is also identical to the description of the man Tommy L. Hart, the people can conclude that the Lord God of the Hebrews has met with us. Black people, the Israelites, who are Hebrews, can conclude that the Lord God of the Hebrews has met with them. In the person Tommy L. Hart. And the Luke 7:16 statement, which says, it says, God has visited his people. Conclusion, the Lord God of the Hebrews has met with them, the Israelites who are Hebrews, and God has visited his people. The prediction in Genesis 50, verses 24 and 25 say, God will surely visit you. God will surely visit you is fulfilled in the man, Tommy L. Hart, who fits the description of the Lord. The Lord has definitely borne witness of himself. And now let me set the record straight. Setting the record straight. Based on a thorough scrutiny, analysis, and decipherment of the crucial matter of the AVB, I have found that the AVB's crucial matter is fundamentally of black origins. Its message is by black people, for black people, and to black people. And its message, its nature, and its contents are not changed by any additions the Gentiles, alias white people, may have added. I have identified the crucial matter of the AVB. I have discovered the race of its authors. I have found the objects of its contents. I have clarified the crucial matter of the AVB. There is no reason why black people should not consider, embrace, and adopt this most vital and necessary information, having as its end objective their salvation. When I entered into an analytical study of the Bible content, the content of the AVB, I was of the opinion that the AVB was a product of the Gentiles. I thought that the crucial matter of the AVB was of, by, and to the Gentiles, alias white people. Therefore, I thought that the call for the Lord was set down by the Gentiles. I thought that the promises concerning the Lord originated from the Gentiles. And I was of the opinion that the law, which I have spoken so much about, was a law to and for the Gentiles. In other words, I thought that the crucial matter of the AVB was by, to, and for the Gentiles. But I didn't stop there. I continued to scrutinize and analyze the crucial matter. I am so glad I did. For I found out with certainty that I was simply wrong in the matters stated above. And I do most sincerely apologize for my errors. I have ascertained that the crucial matter of the AVB is by, to, and for the strangers who are scattered abroad by the workings of the Gentiles. You know they are. They call themselves white people. Those scattered abroad are called Israelites by the AVB. Israelites are Hebrews in the AVB. Hebrews are black, dark-skinned. The chief narrator in the AVB says of himself, in Song of Solomon 1, verse 5, he says, quote, I am black, end of quote. In Genesis 40, verse 15, he says, quote, indeed, I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews, end quote. In Romans 9, verses 3 and 4, he says, my kinsmen, we're still here, even here learning of the Lord. The Lord says, quote, my kinsmen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants, the promises, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and I got ahead of myself, and the promises, end quote. Let me read that statement again. The Lord says, my kinsmen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites. So there's the relationship. Another statement of the relationship of the Lord to the Israelites. Kinspeople, you know, relatives of the same group, clan. Okay, so he says, we see that he is has a relationship. He is related to the Hebrews, the Israelites, who are Hebrews. And these things pertain to black people, the Israelites. The adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises. Those things pertain to black people who have been scattered abroad by means of the Gentiles, by the workings of the Gentiles. In 2 Corinthians 11, verse 22, the chief narrator throughout the AVB, speaking of the Hebrews and Israelites, his kinsmen according to the flesh, says, the Lord says, quote, are they Hebrews? Obvious answer, yes. We had this in the first part. He says, so am I. Are they Israelites? Obvious answer, yes. He says, so am I. End quote. And in Acts 10, verse 21, he says, as I said earlier, I myself also am a black man. Okay. I have done some things here. I have apologized for erroneously attributing things belonging to the Israelites to the Gentiles. I gave an apology for my error. I corrected the matter, saying, I set the matter straight, saying, the crucial matter of the AVB is by, to, and for black people, and not the Gentiles, alias white people. I pointed out that the chief narrator of the AVB's crucial matter is a black man, and the objects of the crucial matter of the AVB are black people. So the record has been straightened. The record pertaining to the things belonging to the Israelites, which I had incorrectly attributed to Gentiles, alias white people. The matter has been corrected, and the matter straightened out. We have learned some very important things about the Lord. I have given you some very important points concerning the Lord, who is called the God of the Israelites. You should know him. You should know the things which I have pointed out about the Lord. And just briefly, I'll state some of them again as I end here. The Lord is black. He is a black man. He desires to be among his people, with his people. He was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews. And other factors, other things. I don't have them at this point, this time in front of me. But I gave them to you. You can always go through Lawmaster Archives and refamiliarize yourself. Listen to these episodes in Lawmaster's Archives until you get to know the Lord even better. Visit Lawmaster Archives, and you can tell my error should you listen to that, and when you listen to that, and you know that the error has been corrected. I have set the record straight. And let me say this as I go off the air. The Lord is indeed dwelling with his people at this time. That's wonderful news, people. He is letting them know the AZB's plan of salvation for them. I have given them the plan of salvation, the plan of deliverance from the hand of those who hate them, a plan of deliverance from the hand of their enemies, the Gentiles, alias white people. So I have not just informed the Hebrews, the Israelites gathered abroad, them of their state of captivity. I have also given to them the way out from captivity, the way out from their enemy's hand. I have given them deliverance. I have given them salvation. There's a statement I want to say right here. Let's see. Listen to this statement, Hebrews 5, verse 9. It says, of the Lord, the Israelites' Lord, it says, he has become the author of eternal salvation to all that obey him. To all that obey him. I have told the Israelites, you the Israelites, that the statement says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth, it says, in essence, the truth shall deliver you from your state of captivity. You are not delivered by knowing the truth. As I've said before, you are delivered from captivity by obeying the Lord. Who is the Lord? The Lord has come. Who is he? You all who listen to me should know that. And you should be saying, the man Tommy L. Hart is the Bible's Lord. The man Tommy L. Hart is the Lord, is the AZB's Lord. So how are you delivered from the enemy's hand and power? You are delivered through your obedience to the man Tommy L. Hart. You are delivered by obeying what the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said for you to do. That brings about your salvation, obedience. Not just knowing the truth, but the Bible clearly makes it clear here in Hebrews 5, verse 9, salvation to all that obey him. Black people, Israelites, Hebrews, all one and the same. You need to take this information serious. I have given you serious information which you need and you should do for your own good and your offspring's good. You should be considering this information, adopting this information. What did one of the statements say concerning the Lord of black people, Israelites, to whom belong the adoption? You should adopt this information. That's what you are to do. That is what you should do. Consider the information. Receive the information as your very own. Obey the information and be saved. The man, Tommy L. Hart, has become the author of eternal salvation. These things are written down, and they are in Lawmaster Archives. Who has authored those things in Lawmaster Archives? The Lord Tommy L. Hart has done that. is the author of that body, that vast, that great body of information. He, and the Bible says of him, Tommy L. Hart, he has become the author of eternal salvation to all them, to all that obey him. Very important. Not just listen to me. You're not saved by just listening to me. You're not saved just by learning the content that I present. You're saved by obedience. You're saved by obeying the man, Tommy L. Hart. That's Bible, people. That's strictly Bible. And with that note, on that note, I say to you, Israelites, who are also Hebrews, make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Join me on Twitter at hashtag Tommy L. Hart. And do join me next time